Okay, today is Daf Mem Zayin. We're on Daf Mem Zayin on the second line, Amar Rav Zeira. So we had mentioned yesterday the idea of Bustas Adavar Asar, which is an item upon which Muksa was left, or I guess was intentionally left, really, before Shabbos, and therefore the base becomes Muksa, you know, Asar Betilto, because of the Muksa that is placed upon it. Lots of Lach L'maisa that comes around that. You know, people with the lachters, people put a ring on the lachter, they put the challah on the lachter, so the lachter doesn't become usher. All to do with the buses, Dover usher. So now, once we're talking about Dover usher, the Gemara is going to bring now a maisa that deals with that, and is going to try to explain the din that came out of this maisa. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Romanus. Romanus we actually came across once in Yavamus and Bav Samach. He is a contemporary of Rebbe. So Rabbi Romanus said, Lee, which makes sense now. Lee hit the Rebbe. To me, Rebbe was matter. Rebbe permitted me the taltel machta be'efra to carry a pan with the leftover ashes inside. Right, you had a machta of Lavona, which was had ashes left inside. This machta, I guess, was used to burn incense for good smell. So they would burn the Lavona that was inside of it. And here there was leftover ashes. Right, Rashi says shelavona be'afra. Right, kasal kadaitach. Right now, our assumption is. But afra im afra kamer with the afra on it. So afer muksa below your tzvichlo. The idea is now that we think that the afer is muksa. We don't need the ashes anymore. Vashma in the agav machta, and even though it's in the machta, and the machta then is mutter to carry, the ikator is still there total im afra that you can carry it. So what happened to becoming a basis? The base of the question. You have muksa in the pan. How can you carry it? It should be a basis. So the Gemara says. Amalei Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Zeira says Rabbi Asi, Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? That you can carry the kli that has the muksa inside it? Vatanan, we have a Mishnah, No tel Adam bino ve'evin biyado. A person can carry his child if he has, even if the child is holding a stone, right? Even though the tsroros are muksa machmas kufo, the Gemara says that you have a tinok that has gaguin for his father, need to pick it up, so you can pick up the child. And the bright Mishnah there continues, and kalkala the evan besocha. You can carry a basket that has stones in it. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the kalkala malaya peros haskin. Yes, it has stones in it, but it also has peros in it. So this thing is a bustles davar aser and a davar mutter, which has different halachas, and it's going to be permitted us to carry. Rashi says, so the Gemara says, the Gemara says, time in the East Bay Pera. How less may pay below. But if it doesn't have payers inside of it, I mean it only had the stones, you would not be able to carry the basket because it becomes a busas la davar aser. Rashi says, the kli nase busas la evan mitfelo ubatal torah's kli didei. It no longer becomes a kli. It's an interesting way Rashi formulates it. It becomes a busas, it becomes tafel to what's on it and loses its status of kli. But hachanami nase machta busas la afar. So to here, the pan should become a busas for the ashes. Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel le'el, the Rabbi Yehuda's view. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, which means he holds it's more chumrah of the concept of muksa. So how are we going on here? So little muksa. So first, so Rabbi Asi asked this to So Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Asi, Ishtomim kisho chada. He was quiet for a moment. I guess he was thinking about the answer. He was quiet for a moment, and then he responded. But Amar, and then he says, Hachanami the ispe kirotin. Here too, it's not simply a basis of davar aser. It also has davar mutter in it as well. It has these karatim, which I think are these granules. Rashi says shenishtayru min aor. It was left over ulavona the chaz l'reach, and they have a purpose. Their purpose is that they still smell. They have a some type of thing. They still have the ability to smell. Right? Rashi says shenishtayru min aor ulavona the chaz l'reach v'agav lavona afra. And this is the same thing of having the fruits with the rocks in the basket because you have this mutter item. With the usher item, and I guess you're then allowed to carry it. I guess depending on what's more valuable or what's more important to you on Shabbos. So now you have these lavona, so you can carry it. That's the reason why you can carry the machta with the pans, because you have these leftover lavona granules. The Gemara says, wait a second, I'm Rabbi. Think of, who are we talking about? We were talking about over here a case of Rabbi Romanus who had the hetzer from Rebbe in Rebbe's house. Well, Rebbe was a pretty rich guy. These granules meant nothing to him. Right, he says right away, Amar Bayi Kiratin Bei Rebbe Mi Chashivi. They have no chashivas. There's nothing to them. Rashi says the Natsiv Asiru Mi Chashivi. They can't have any chashivas, and therefore what? And therefore, if they don't have chashivas, so you didn't have any hazmana on these. You don't have them in your das, and they're still considered muksa. They weren't set aside for use. So what do you have? You have the ashes. The ashes are muksa. The ashes are muksa in the pan. How you carry the pan? It's busas lavarasa. So Gemara says,
negative kabbalah for those things. Is that the
No, he's no, you're no kavana for him. You didn't have intent to keep to keep.
What's the average person think?
No, but that's the whole thing. They're not going by the average person anymore. You see from here that the muksa is established by the owner of the item. So Gemara says, "V'chi tema chazal aniyim." Gemara asks, "Well, maybe you say, okay, fine. So maybe for Rebbe it wasn't roi, right? And it doesn't have chashivas. And but what about regular people or aniyim? It is chashivas. They can use these granules for smelling." So Gemara says, "No. There's an element of subjectivity in the establishment of muksa." Batanya, we have the following brisa, legabe tuma. Again, a lot of times we see this connection between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Tuma. So, Tosfos says here we're talking about tumas measures, but whatever we're talking about is a difference between what size article of clothing can contract tuma. Right? We have shalosh al shalosh and shlosha al shlosha. Right? So shalosh al shlosh is shlosh al shlosh, 3x3 fingers, and shlosh al shlosh is 3x3 tvachim. So if it's a poor person, they have a small patch, they can use a 3x3 finger breast, that's enough to be kavah tuma. By a wealthy person, it needs to be 3x3 tvachim, not etzbos. Gemara says, "Vatanya, big day aniyim laniyim." The big day aniyim that are 3x3 etzbos, that can become tamei. Or big day ashirim, 3x3 tvachim lashirim, that becomes tamei for ashirim, and obviously for aniyim also. However, aval de aniyim lashirim lo. But a beged that's only roy to be used by an ani, if that size is by an ashir, it does not have the size large enough to contract tumah. Because for an ashir, it's not chashuv. Aval aniyim de'aniyim de'ashirim lo. So, so too over here, by the grare levona, by these leftover granules of levona, since they're only roy for the aniyim, they're not considered chashuv for the ashirim. We're in the ashir's house, the ashir's Rebbe. Rebbe doesn't have these in mind because he's makatzed das on them because they have no importance to him. Therefore, they're muksa. Therefore, what do you have in the pan? You have these ashes. These ashes in the pan. The ashes are muksa. The pan should be busted over usr. How is Rebbe letting Rebbe Romanus carry this pan with the ashes inside? So Ella Amar Abaye basically jumps the tank over here. He says, forget it. We're not talking about buses anymore. The reason why Rebbe said that this is mutter, even with the ashes inside, because the ashes are disgusting and mida havia graf sharei. It's like, you know, graf sharei, which literally means like the leftover refuse, you know, feces pretty much. It's like a kli that has tzoa in it. I mean, that's what we use it for because that's disgusting. And even though these things are muksa, there is a heter by the chachamim to carry graf shorei to the garbage. So you're allowed to carry the garbage sometimes out of the room into the garbage bale outside, provided, I guess, that, you know, not the top, but you have to have you can carry it out from the heter of graf shorei. Right, right. She says, Ella Amra Abaye, Had the Sharli Utalto Machtaba Afram Mishum to Afram Moisalela Roso, Bahavi graf shorei, which is Mutalotzil Ashpal Bachatzi. You're allowed to carry it out. So Amar Rava says, no, this cannot be Graf Shorei. I give you two reasons why this does not constitute Graf Shorei. Reason number one, Chad the Graf Shorei Mois v'halo Mois. Graf Shorei is disgusting. This is not disgusting. Period. It's not disgusting. But Graf Shorei Migali, Graf Shorei is usually exposed, v'ha Mikase, and this is covered. The way they had it set up, the Rashi says, Kol Matos Mechusos Heim v'yishvim Nekavim L'hotzi Yareach. They were covered up with holes in them. That's how the incense and the smell came out. So it's covered. It's not Graf Shorei. So if it's not Graf Shorei, we're still stuck. How was he permitted to carry this, to move, we metatal this pan with the muksa efer inside? So the Gemara says, okay, wait a second. Let's switch it around. The ashes aren't muksa, based on what the Gemara says outside. The ashes were created before Shabbos, and they have a use on Shabbos. And once they have a use on Shabbos, then it's not considered muksa. We're going to knock the whole thing out. Ela amaraba ki havinam bei Rav Nachman. When we were in Rav Nachman's house, having metalinan kanuna agave kitma, we were able to carry this copper. It's like this sort of copper item. It's almost like a portable heater. You know, it's one of these plug-in portable heater. Rashi says a kanuna that's clean and choshes shemivim bo or lefnei sarim lehis chamim. Basically, you probably burnt the coals in there, and the coals went out, and it gave off heat. They brought it before the people to warm up. They gave it to warm up, so they were able to carry this kanuna agave kitma. How were they able to carry it, even though it had stuff, even though it was sort of, I guess it was muksa, but they were able to carry it, agav kitma. You had the ashes inside, because by Erev Shabbos, Rashi says, shayu tzrichim la'afro l'chasos rokvut utzoa. You had in mind, before Shabbos, that you're going to use these ashes to cover what? They used to use the ashes to cover feces and to cover spit. So it was not muksa. It's not muksa. So Gemara says you can carry agakitma but afagav the ikale shiver eitzim. Even though the kanuna had these little broken wood chips, which had no purpose anymore, which those were muksa. So therefore, if it has, again, same thing, it has these mutter inside it as well, and therefore you're allowed to carry it. The same thing with the kalkulash of peros, with the evan were inside. So to hear Rebbe was matir to be matatal the machta with the afra, we're talking about where you had machshava before the day started to use the afra, to use the ashes, and therefore the namuksa, and therefore you can carry the machta agav the mutter inside, even if you have shiver eitzim or whatever is left inside, because it's a basis of davar aser and a davar mutter, and therefore you can carry it. That answers the question, pretty much. That's why he was allowed to carry it. So now the Gemara is going to ask on this heter, right? We just had this heter now where you can carry the kanuna, this copper heating item, along. You can carry it because you have the heter, the ashes that are inside. Right? So the Gemara asks, okay, I'm going to ask the following question. Meisvei, fine. Vishavin. Who's Vishavin? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who had the machlokas and daf nim dalid by an old nair, right? If you're in ladder, you metatal it. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not allowed to metatle it because it's usur. I mean, the candle went out because it's muksa machmas mius. And Rabbi Shimon says it was mutter because he doesn't hold of the concept of muksa machmas mius. However, nevertheless, she'im yesh ba shivrei psila so usur l'taltel. Rabbi Shimon says, and he agrees, if you had this old candle that has these leftover or pieces of the wick, it's usur to metatle in there because then the candle's not just a candle, the candle's the whole holder and everything like that. That candle becomes a bustle of davar aser. Rabbi Shimon agrees that the concept of bustle davar of aser. So the question of Nachman is as follows: how does he matter you to carry the kanuna, the copper heating element with the shivrei eitzim that are inside because of the mutter item inside here? So too by the nair, what do you have left over? According to Rabbi Shimon, you have the oil that's left over inside. The oil is not muksa according to Rabbi Shimon, but it does have the shivrei psilos, which are muksa, but so it's a basis for both, yet Rav Shimon says you're not allowed to carry it. So why are you giving me this heter, that if you have heter and iser in the item, you can carry it, it's not considered a basis. According to Rav Shimon, it is considered a basis. So Rashi says, the Gemara answers, Amar Abaye b'galilo shanu. This brisa, I guess, of Rav Shimon saying it's aser was said in the Galil, was set up north, right? There in the Galil, Rashi says, Shechashuvus lehen shivrei psila. The leftover psila is chashuv. She'ein begadim shal pishtam etzuyim lehem. Hilkach lo botli. Benasiner basis lehen. What happens is the ship, whatever these psilos were made out of, over here it seems to be made out of the pishtan, that item is available in limited quantity in the Galil. So therefore people really wanted this material. So if we really want the material, it doesn't become bustle. So that becomes the most important thing. So then the leftover oil comes sort of a bustle to the psila. So the psila becomes the more important thing, and therefore it becomes a bustle to davar aser. In our case, though, or in other places outside the Galil, if they're sort of equal value, then it doesn't make a difference. So the question that arises from here, you see from here that if the muksa is more valuable than the heter. Right, the muksa more valuable than the heter, then it still becomes the heter is always is. Put something that's not muksa on the pan, and therefore becomes a bus lover, usr and lover, a mutter, and you can carry it. Like for the candelabra, you have it on the tray, you have the lachtos on the tray, and you want to be able to move it. You can't move it, I have the lachtos, it's a bus lover, usr. So people say, put the challah on the tray. What do you put the challah on the tray for? Challah is worth nothing compared to the silver lachtos.
Let's use the example on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Somebody left his laptop on a chair.
Okay, wait, left is a different story. Did he leave it purposely, or did he forget it there?
Get it there.
Then no problem. You can push off. Not a bus.
He said it was purposely.
Not a bus. What?
He said it was on purpose. Well, it was left there. He said it wasn't an accident. Was it an accident?
Did he want to leave it there on Shabbos?
He didn't want to leave it on Shabbos. He wanted to put it on that chair. Please don't. But they didn't want it on Shabbos. They never wanted it on Shabbos. Never wanted. Okay, so he didn't want it there at shop.
But he
had a laptop on a chair.
Like
he wanted to put something.
Dave just threw it there.
Right. He said, "Are you allowed to put something on top of it to move it along?"
Not on Shabbos.
I
don't think you do it on Shabbos.
So how's he doing it now?
Before Shabbos, when the woman lights the candles.
No, now bring it back to our case.
Yeah.
You're taking something that is...
First of all, it's from Shimon. Shimon doesn't hold the books so it's the match off right away.
Exactly.
But the case of question I'm asking, though, is that what does putting challahs on the locker do?
It
does.
Right.
Because it could...
No,
some people instead of putting the challahs on, they put their diamond ring on. Okay, that's fine. They put their diamond ring on it. But so it could be that buses is determined not by value, but by need. So
by use.
By usage. So on Shabbos, what's more important to use when I get home from shul? I need the challahs.
Right.
The lachter's already used already. And the other answer you can say is the lachter isn't even what's usher. It's the flame inside. So compare the flame to the challah. Well, I thought most people don't use a challah, but most people put a diamond ring. If they leave it on the table, they use a diamond ring. Also, you should know that just because if you don't and it's a bus, you still can use the table. You just can't move it.
Right.
But you can still sit on the table and you can use it. You can eat on it. You can learn on it. Okay.
I'm thinking about once the light goes out, I can't move while the light's on. Right?
Well, no, because then you're afraid. If you have any fear of putting it out, then you shouldn't. Then you can't. No, you can't. Okay. So now we're going to go into a different. Now we're talking about binyan, about binyan mekalim, or just binyan, about makim v'patish really. So it comes upon it over here because on Daf Mem Vav. We had two psukim from Rebbe. One was the muksa by the Nair, and the one was about the being metalted of the menorah. You can't be metalted of the menorah because you were afraid that maybe you'll take it apart and put it back together. So, Levi Bar Shmuel Ashkichinu l'Rabbi Abba l'Rav Huna Bar Chia. Levi Bar Shmuel found Rabbi Abba Rav Huna Bar Chia d'Habu Kamei Apisra d'Bei Rav Huna. They were standing outside the entranceway to Rav Huna, I guess it was his house. Amar l'hu. So Levi Bar Shmuel says to them, Mahu lahachzir mita shel tirasim b'Shabbos. What is the halacha? May you reattach the bed of the coppersmiths, right, on Shabbos. The coppersmiths, I guess, were these traveling people, and they would have these collapsible or detachable beds, and they would go from one city to another city, and they would take this bed, and they would take it apart and put it back together. Okay, so Rashi said, sorfei nechoshes, v'hochem i'ilu i'ilu malachtem, v'nosim on mito shobrakim. Put it back together. Can you put it back together on Shabbos? So Amrulay, so Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna said to them, Shapir, don't put it together because, I mean, different ways of learning it, we're going to learn as follows, that you put it back together because it's not really so attached so firmly. So Asa l'kamei, so Levi Bar Shmuel comes to Rav Yehuda, and he asked again, if you can put the mita shel trasim. So Amar, so Rav Yehuda says, Ha Rabu Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu, how can they say that you can put it together? Rav Shmuel says, that if you're machzir the mita trasim together, right, b'Shabbos, chayiv chatas. You're chayav chatas. Pashas the Gemara is that's a machlokas mikatzah lekatzah. One says it's mutter, one says it's kol liyaser. Right? You're chayav chatas. So how can you do that? What are you chayav for? So Rashi says you're chayav because of makim v'patish. Rashi says chayav chatas. Hu tchilaso v'gemaro v'nimso osa kli v'chayav mishum makim v'patish. That's an av l'chol gomri malacha. Why not binyan? Why don't you chayav binyan? He says v'lo mishum binyan de'in binyan b'kelim. There's no binyan b'kelim. Beginning only applies to karkos and other things. There's not katas binyan. So over here, to get the katas, you have to go on to makav patish. So meisvei. So they're going to ask a question on Rav Abba Rav Huna, who said what? Rav Abba Rav Huna said that you may put the coppersmith bed back together again. What about the following case? Hamachzir kenei menorah. You put together the branches of a candelabra, I guess. Right? You're able to put it back together. B'Shabbos yichayev chatas. Yichayev chatas. But kanes sayodim. But this kanes sayodim, which was what this, I think these are different types of branches. What is the type sayodim are?
Plaster,
okay. Kanes sayodim, it has these, I guess it's sort of, the kanes sayodim was, it's almost like a painter's ladder. That as high as you would go, you would put more rungs on it to go up and down. Rashi says, Hatachin umalabin beis asid, yeshlem kan mishel prakim. They would have these rungs. Of these little different rungs that have different sections. Note in matlis by right. That's what it is. Veshorin vasid hamachot. It has an extension pole. You can put it back together to make it higher and lower on Shabbos. Kanei sadim lo yachzir. You shouldn't do it. Right. It's a long sectional pole used by painters. Ve'im hichzir. But if you are machzir, you're putter abal aser. It is putter abal aser. So what's going on here? So you see here, if you put them together, this menorah. If you put together the menorah, that is aser chayiv chatas. You put together the sayodin, you're not allowed to do that. It's aser derabanan. So I'm not sure where the question comes from, but the bottom line is, you see, you're not allowed to put these things back together again. How did you say you could put together the coppersmith's bed? Either it's a chatas or at least it's a derabanan. So how are you putting it together? And then the Rav Simai continues, and he says, "Oh, Rav Simai Omer, Karen Agula chayiv chatas, Karen Pshuta Pater." So Karen, is this some sort of clay zemer, Rashi explains, or some sort of kli, is some sort of musical instrument that had holes in them. In order to get different pitches and different notes, you used to stick a rod into the hole. So it get different, changes the wind and changes the pitch, changes the note. So if it's a round, this round horn, and you put it together, then you're chayv. Because with the round horn ones, Rashi says, when you stuck it in, you stuck it in really tight. So that's just makir patish. But a kerem pshuta, which is not, it's not chazaka, it's derech is to come in and out. The derech is to take it in and out, that's patish. So be only also derech. Like Rashi says, kerem agul kerem pshuta, shneyem min kli zemer. They both are a musical instrument. V'hu asroin nekavim nekavim kichabra. It's like a sieve that has holes in it. U'machnis behen chalalin, and you put in these sticks, u'motzin kolos harbe. Different sounds come out. So Karen Agula, he says, a rounded horn is a maisa umanhu. It's a professional to put it in. With tzarach l'tkob and nekavim b'chosik ha'milacha. To put it into the holes, very tight, very strong. That's a malacha. Or with Karen Pashut, machniso b'revach, comes in very easily. With darkon l'park on tomid. People take it in and out. U'pater, and therefore it's pater, not makavim patish. Rashi says, katani mihas b'kani menorah. The chayiv. Now you're chayiv by putting together the kani menorah. So who didn't the mitzvah shall trust him? The same thing mitzvah trust him, put it together. You'd be chayiv. So what's going on?
Why is that? What's the difference between the mitzvah, which is typically taken apart and put together?
Or maybe say it's a maisa uman again. It's like the menorah. It's a maisa uman. You're putting it. You keep on putting it back together. You're putting it together tightly. The kani, they're going to say that the kerem pshuta was an easy thing. It was just like taking a toothpick and putting it in, tuning it out. Nothing big deal. But to put together a bed and put together the menorah, it's a harder thing, a much more intense process. And why is he saying you're mutter? At least it should be us to the Rabbanon. Even the Kerem Pshuta, we say it's pater. We don't say it's mutter. Right? They said Shaper Dami, it's mutter. What's mutter here? There had to be some Akhim Patish going on here. So the Gemara says, in who the Amor, you're right, Eina Hanami, Rabbi Abra Hunas hold like somebody else. The Imur the Amru that you could put together the mitzvah to trust him because Kihai Tana, they hold like the following Tana of Shem Gamil. By the way, I'm just reading the Gemara. According to the simple pshat reading, the Rishonim have a very difficult time understanding this machlokas. Again, the machlokas is so far. One says mutter, one says yichayev chatas. They come into all these ideas of saying maybe it's talking about different types of way of putting things together. The machlokas is whether you make it gzeira, the oraisa, the rabbana, the gzeira. Maybe we'll go back and read it again. But inu the amar ki haitana, they hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the sanya they learn in oraisa, malvinos hamita, which are these sort of bed sockets. I mean, they used to put these base kibble on the bottom of a bed and then put the feet of the bed in there so that the bed wouldn't go into the floor, which is made out of dirt, and it would go in and press into the ground. The karos hamita, and these are the actual the bedposts, I guess. Ulevachim shel sikivam. These are some. I think it's a crossbeam of an arrow. It's right, Rashi. Right. Ulevachim shel sikivam. It's eight katan kimindaf. Shenokim bekeshet in an arrow. Shekorin al bashtara shalav Moshe chachetz. That's what you pull the. It's the. I think it's the string, the crossbow. It's the bow that comes across, right? Lo yachzir. If they're not attached, don't put them together. Vim hichzir putter. But if you put it together, you're putter. Means what's in the rabbanon. And lo yitka. Don't. And once you did put them together, lo yitka. Don't put them together. I guess with yisedos, with pens. Don't really make a strong connection. The imtaka chayiv chatas. You put together your chayiv chatas. Rav Shem Gamliel Omer im hayarafoy mutar. He says no. If it's a weak connection, in rufuya it's not so connected, then you have no problem. Meaning, say over here, there's no problem. It's mutar to put together. You're not concerned. Putting this together, it's not makom patish because it's not a tight. It's not finished. It's not a tight connection. So he's going to hold like that mandamar. So that's how you read the Gemara. I want to, at the time, is read the Gemara a little differently. So the Gemara says. The Gemara goes back to Rav Shmuel. They came back and they asked him about the mitzvah shel trusim, the coppersmith's bed. So they said it's mutter. It's mutter lahachar when you put it together. It's mutter to put it together when? He says it's only mutter to put it together with the soft connection, not a complete connection. So the Gemara asked, so as the kamei Rav Yehuda, amal hal Rav Shmuel amri tarvayu, hamachshir mitzvah shel trusim shabbos chayiv chatas. If you put it together, you chayiv a chatas. Strong, you chayiv a chatas. So if you're putting it together with strong yichayev achatas, so you should make a gzeira when you put it together weekly and say it's not mutter, that should still be asur midarabanan. Gzeira shema, you'll put it together tight.
It's a pre-made piece. Pre-fitted piece.
Right, so maybe it has a tab on it or something like that. It has to be screwed or something done to it to make it tight. And all you're doing is connecting the A and the B piece together, but you're not tightening the together. Put it together a weak thing. So he said, putting it together weekly should be asur, at least the Rabbanon, because putting it together, yichayev achatas. So how can you do that? So the Gemara then asks, machzer kani menorah, you have this kani menorah, this candelabra, you're allowed to put together on Shabbos, yichayev achatas, and if you have these you have the Kanei Sadin, which was the long extension sectional pole for the painter, then you, if you put it together, it's also Derabbanan. Even if you put Bechosek, even if you put it together tightly in that instance, because that's not the Gemara Malachta, because if it's oftentimes made to open and close, then it'll be mutter, it'll be pater, aval aser. So Rabbi Simai says the Keren Agula is Chayav Chatas, because again, it's the Maiser Uman, and the Keren Pshuta is pater aval aser, because it's derech to open and close it all the time. So the Gemara says that these Tanayim hold like the other Tana, who says that we don't make a gzera of things that are put in loosely, atu, that you may make it tighter. So the difference of reading the Gemara this way is that we get rid of the machlokas from one end to the other end. When they originally said that you could put it together, they only said you could put it together with a weak connection. And they're not concerned to make a gzera, the weak connection, atu, the strong connection. The way we learned it originally was, they say it's mutter to put it together. Then you have machlokas. He says it's mutter, and he says it's chayav chatas. That's too far. That's according to Rishonim. That's too much of an extreme machlokas to say. On Hilchos Shabbos, one person says yichayev chatos, one says it's allowed to do with the chachila. They say no. One says yichayev chatos, and one person says that what it means by mutter means pater of alasa. You're not allowed to put it together. Just a different way of reading the Gemara. That slight little nuance in the Gemara changes a little bit. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to bring a little mice now that has to deal with a sectional bed, right? Bei Rav Chama, in the house of Rav Chama, have a mita. They had this bed, mita gilalimta, right? This mita that was made piece by piece. Rashi says, "Vukein terusim." I think it's sort of a sectional bed. And having mahajila biyom tova, and they will put the pieces back together on yontif. Put it back together. I guess they had a tall guest. They made a longer bed. So amale, I wonder if you can do that.
What's the difference between this and the other bed we had a minute ago?
The coppers, they must have been made differently. I don't know. It must have been made differently. So, Habi Mahajli be Yom Tova. Amale Ahume Rabbanon, Lerava, my Daita. So they said to one of the Rabbanon, said to Chachamim, why do you say that it's mutter to use this? Do you say, Binyan Minat Sadhu, right? This malacha is done by a Shi, by a Shinoi. So, Nihid, you see the Rice Aleka, you see the Rabbanon Mi'ika. And that must be us of the Rabbanon. And that fits well into what we said before also, that the second way we learned it, the Kabbas Mitzmet Bed was still us of the Rabbanon. I'm not sure what it means here. Binyan min atzad. It's a shinui. I guess it's not the derech of the malacha. And maybe it's not put together tightly. So maybe that's called a shinui in the binyan. So you don't complete it. When you're talking about binyan, it's a snap and go. It's not. So therefore, it's not matir chatus because you're not completing finishing it. So even in that case, as I say, at least it's also midah rabbanon. How are you permitting it? So Amrulay, so Rabbi says, Anak Rav Shimon Gamliel Sfirulay, I hold it Rav Shimon Gamliel that we just saw before in this price. So the Amar, Im Hayar Rafoy, if it's a very weak connection, Mutter, you're allowed to put it together on Shabbos. So to here, you're allowed to put it together on Shabbos. Meaning either one, you can say that because, I guess you can say, he's not concerned of making a weak connection, and he's not concerned that way it leads you to making it a tight connection, therefore violate the Melacha D'Oraisa. He doesn't have this Issa D'Rabbanan of putting it together in this weak fashion. Right, Rashi says, Min Hatzad, Vipnesha Ena Tekua, because it's not stuck in.
Any example we have, if we don't put it together tightly, will never be Machlokas.
According to Rav Shimon. Right, that's the Machlokas. That's the Machlokas. It's not truly Machlokas Patash. No one's going to say it's an Issa D'Oraisa. They're just going to say, do you make, this is the second way we're learning, do you make a Gzera unto putting it together tightly? And Rav Shimon says no. And that's why they said you could put together the coppersmith bed, because they're putting it together in this loose fashion. Putting it in a loose fashion, we're not concerned about the malacha d'oraisa.
And we're not concerned that anybody looks at it.
They're not concerned about the gzeirah. Yeah, you're not concerned. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to go back to something else. Nosnin kli, the Mishnah went back, and this new Mishnah says, Nosnin kli tachas haner lekabel nitzotzos. You can put a kli under the lit candle on Shabbos to collect or to capture the sparks that come out, so they don't burn anything. But v'lo yitein l'socho mayim, you may not put water in the bowl underneath the candle v'pnei shehu mechabe, because that's going to put out the sparks when they come out. That's going to even before Shabbos. All right, we'll get to it. Rashi, we'll get to it. First, the Gemara asks, right? First, the Gemara is going to ask about the Nitzotzis. We've seen this before. What are you doing here? How can you put the Kli under the flame to collect the sparks? The sparks are Muksa, and we know you're not allowed to be Mevatel Kli Meichano. You have a perfectly good, usable Kli on Shabbos. Now you're putting it underneath to collect Muksa. You're going to be Mevatel the Kli from its usage. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. We learned that before. It's the same answer. That's a Kasha, actually, on Rav, who says that's us the Mevatel Kli Meichano. The answer was, we saw before also, I'm Rav Huna Bereder of Yeshua, Nitzotzis Amen Mamish. There's no Mamashas. There's no substance to the Nitzotzis. They're just sparks. They don't stick around.
But it doesn't give you an answer that that's made for.
What?
That pot underneath it is made to catch the sparks.
Okay, so you're putting a different pot that's not made to catch the sparks. You're putting it, who says it's made to catch the sparks? Where'd you get that from? Where'd you get that from? Who says it's made for that? Right, Rashi says, Ein behem mamish, mishka, Ein behem mamish, mutter litlan. You're allowed to carry them. They don't have any substance to them. So now Gemara says, below yitain lesocho mayim ibnei shehu mechada. You can't put water in the bowl, because it's going to put out the flame. So the Gemara says, what's the reason why it's usher? Again, the problem here also is it's interesting. Like you mentioned before, is that it seems to be doing this before Shabbos. Usually, there's nothing left. You add this stuff before Shabbos. But the Gemara says over here, lema tanan stomach Rabbi Yose de amar gram lekiboy usher. Are we going to say that our Mishnah is a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yose, who says causing extinguishing is usher? What's that case? We have the case. It's going to be on the kuf. Ches, I think. Kuf Chaf. When Rashi brings the case, b'chol kisvei hakodesh, the katani. That's the name of the parak. Osem echitza b'chol hakelim bein melein bein rikanim kadesh lo tavar deleka. So your house is burning down. So what are you going to do? You're not going to put it out on Shabbos. So you make a perimeter of kelim outside. Some of the kelim you have water in them. Some of them you don't have water in them. And hopefully, when the deleka gets there, the water will put out the flame. Rabbi Yose Osa b'kli cheres chadashim melein mayim. Rabbi Yose does not permit you to use new clay pottery filled with water. She'en yachol mekavel or, because they're definitely going to burst, right? V'heim mitba'im u'mechavin asadleika. They're going to bust, and the water's going to come out, and they're going to burn, and it's going to put out the fire. So basically, you see from here, Rabbi Yose holds, gram kiboy is usher. Causing kiboy is usher. So our Mishnah that says, you're not allowed to put a kli. You're not allowed to put water in the kli so that the sparks go into that water. That definitely must be the reason. Is because it's causing the nitzotzos to go out. So our mission is like a stam mission like Rabbi Yossi. So yesterday, it's a stam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan is going to pass him like him, and most other people are going to pass him like the stam mishnah. So he goes, but Tizra, is that really you're really going to say that our mission goes like Rabbi Yossi? A more the Amar Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi say that you're not allowed to put the hold the problem of Ram Kiroi? That's for Shabbos. That's on Shabbos itself. But over here, we're dealing with Erev Shabbos. We're saying that you're not allowed to put the water-filled bowl to catch the Nitzotzis. Even on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to put it out. Rashi says, "Kegon zesh nosan amayim ojom b'chli tachas an air." So who says Rabbi Yossi agrees with that? Maybe Rabbi Yossi says that that's permitted. You're studying something in motion on Erev Shabbos. What's the problem? Like you said, what's the problem? It's Erev Shabbos. So who does our Mishnah go like? So again, v'tizbara emod amar Rabbi Yossi b'Shabbos. The Erev Shabbos miyamar. If you can say that this talking about Hachanami and Shabbos is talking about putting it on Shabbos, I'll say no, our Mishnah is not talking about Shabbos. Vatanya, we have a Brisa that sort of explains this Mishnah. It says, Nosen Kli Tachas Anei L'Kabel Nitzotzos. So you can put a bowl under the Nair to capture the sparks but Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can capture the sparks. The Ein Serach Lomer Erev Shabbos, and of course you can do it on Erev Shabbos. But Lo Yitein L'Socho Mayim, don't put Mayim in the bowl. Mipnei Shehu Mechabek, that's going to put out the sparks. May Erev Shabbos, even on Erev Shabbos, not going to put it out. The Ein Serach Lomer B'Shabbos, and of course not on Shabbos. So we're talking about here Erev Shabbos. Let's see, don't tell me it's Rabbi Yossi. Yes, Rabbi Yossi holds that Gram Kibbo is a problem, but he says Gram Kibbo is a problem on Shabbos. Who says sending the emotional Erev Shabbos is a problem? Right, Rashi says Vatanya, feel the Erev Shabbos Aser. Never said this halacha by Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says, "El Amar Rashi, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan." Here, this is even going according to Rabbanan to say that Gram Kiboy is mutter, but here it's usher for a different reason. Why? Shani Hacha. That's very difficult. I understand the difference. Shani Hacha Mifnei Shemikarev Es Kiboyav. It's causing the Kiboy. It's a more direct action of extinguishing. It's the only way I can say what that means. Why? Look at Rashi. Rashi says.
The one that specifically
maybe I'm putting the water to put out the fire there also specifically. I think the difference is that the other case is that first the fire has to bust the keli and then the water comes out. It's like one step removed. Here, I don't know why, it's obviously a distinction that makes a difference. I'm not sure why. Here, it's doing it directly, putting it in. But it doesn't answer
to... going into it.
Right, but still, you did it on Erev Shabbos. But let's read the last two Rashis. El Amar of Ashi, Masnisan Afilu Rabbanan, Dilo Dami Legram Kiboy. This is worse, I guess, than Gram Kiboy. The Hasem over there, Ki Mati Deleka Lekalim, when the fire gets to the Kalim, Deleka Hu Depakaluhu, the fire, the intensity of the heat, that bursts the kalim, but grama ba'almahu, and then the water comes out, so it's only a grama ba'alma, right? Grama ba'almahu, aval zeh shenasan hamayim mamish tachas aner. He put the water, like you said, David, specifically there for that purpose, under the candle. It's mechabe mamishu. It's mamish mechabe ugzeirim ibel jom asu mishachashecha. And it's not also d'oraisa because, like you said, it's erev Shabbos, so it's a gzeira that maybe you'll do it on Shabbos. Shemekarves kibuya. Rashi says zman kibur lehedja. So Rashi says again, Rashi is clearly saying that it's only Yesod the Rabbana. Because it's Mamish putting it out via dying, basically, if it was on Shabbos. So we make this Takana. Oh, so we make it, where other cases, we make this Takana. I mean, Tosfos brings down, right? What about we had before about putting out the traps on Erev Shabbos? We said that, oh, maybe you put a trap out on Shabbos also. What's the difference here? What's the difference here that an Erev Shabbos makes? We never said this, that Erev Shabbos, Atu Shabbos, right? Tosfos says, Peiros de Grazrin and Erev Shabbos, Atu Shabbos, Ube Shabbos Yachal Avo Kiboy, Im Yagbiya Hakli B'Shas Nefilas HaNetzotzos, I guess. The Im Tomar, Maishna, what's the difference between Shriyas Deyovis Simonim, or Priestess Mitzuda, the Sharinim Beperakami Im HaShemesh, V'Hachla Asrim Re'Erev Shabbos, Shelo Yavo Lassos B'Shabbos. That's the difference. When did we say elsewhere that you ask for something on Erev Shabbos, Atu Shabbos? He says, the Teretz Harav Porat, I guess. The Hasam Leka Lemecha Shema Yasakein B'Shabbos, the Ha Av Malachahein. Though it's a real Av Malacha, if you do it on Shabbos, you don't have a concern. Aval Hacha, Ika Lemecha. Here there's more of a word to Chashash. The Lo Dami Isser Kokach doesn't look so much like an Isser, but Mashmania Klitachas Nitzotzos. The Ika Lemecha Shema Yavoli De Kiboil, Sheyachlitin Mayim Kolin Nefilas Nitzotzos. You're afraid that maybe it does. I guess there's not so much action. I'm not exactly sure. It says there's more concern here.
It's direct. That's why you don't worry.
So we're more concerned. So what's it's direct? If I put out because on the tzedah, because putting the tzedah, if I put the trap in on Shabbos, it may not go in. All right, maybe. Okay. Hajjan alach kira. Hajjan alach kira. Hajjan alach kira. On to the fourth parak.
What?
Rosh says Shabbos clock is not us. It's not okay. The Kabbalah clock is mutter because you're not doing anything on Shabbos. They only made, Kotosa says, they only made the Xerah by this. It's the only place they made. We can't make up new Xerahs. Ramosha says it's us to the Shabbos clock. He only says that Ramosha the Teshuva says he allows the lights because everyone does it. But he has a big problem with the Shabbos clocks. He has a few reasons. He says maybe it's Muksa, maybe it's the Malach. He says, maybe the Shabbos clocks is no difference between Shabbos clock and the Mir Nachri. What's the difference of telling the guy to turn the light on and telling this clock to turn the light on? Ramosha has one thing. So for lights, he was matir only because there was poshet for Kol Yisrael to do the lights. But I think Rav Moshe has a big problem with putting the air conditioners on Shabbos clocks. What? Right. Rav Moshe would allow you to put the air conditioner on a Shabbos clock. Only lights.
Rav
Moshe said it was Asr. He said it was Asr. He said, but he says because either Malach or he says Zamir or Nachri.
Right. No, he lost.
Yes, he lost. He lost. He didn't win that one. Most of them he wins. That one he didn't.
He lost that one.
Okay, now we get to the mission, the Perek Bametomnim. Okay, let's do a little chazara about Hatmana. Hatmana means insulating. So, the Chachamim ushered you to insulate a cooked item even on Erev Shabbos with something that is going to increase the heat. Even on Erev Shabbos, if you put it insulating something that's going to increase the heat, it's usher. The reason being is that the Chachamim feared that maybe you will be matmin it in remetz, which has some sort of coals in it, and when you see that after chashecha that it's not totally warm, you're going to be chotech the Chachamim. You're going to stoke the coals, and then you're going to violate the isser of bishul as well. But on Erev Shabbos, you are permitted to to insulate something with something that's not mosif hevel. It just keeps the heat, like a thermos, so to speak. You can put it in the thermos to keep the heat, as long as it doesn't increase the heat. On Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to insulate at all. Even with something that's only going to maintain the heat, you may not insulate, right? Right, Bein B'davar Moses Hevel, Bein B'davar Moses Hevel, you're not allowed to do that because, I guess the Chashash Chachamim was, if they see that you're insulating the heat, maybe it'll cool off, and then you're going to warm it up again. Now we're worried about on Shabbos. Okay. There is a Mechlokos Rishonim, what it constitutes Hatmana. Is Hatmana only when you insulate the entire Keli, right? Or whether Hatmana B'mikzas, just partial insulation, is also considered Hatmana. Some say that Isser Hatmana is only if it's completely covered on all four sides, two sides, top, bottom, right? Also on top, meaning. And some say that even if you put the Kli on Gecholim and just the sides are covered, that's also Hatmana. The Pesach and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish and Gimel of Aleph is Lahachmir, but the Ramah says the minhag is Lahakil, meaning that you have to have, Lahakil means it, in order for it to be Hatmana, it has to be covered on all four sides.
Okay.
Well, Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to do Hatmana only if the thing that you cover it is not Mosif Hevel. But even on Erev Shabbos, you can't put it in something that increases the heat. So on Erev Shabbos, basically, if you have the pot on the flame and you put a towel around the pot, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's going to be Hatmana with Dabar Mosif Hevel. Because you're increasing the heat and it's insulated. According to Ramah, it may not be a problem because the bottom may not be covered. The issue with the bottom. Okay. So let's just read the Mishnah. Right, again, also, we have to continue remembering that according to Rashi, the idea of Shihia, of leaving something on the flame on Erev Shabbos, and the Isser of Atmana is the same idea. So Shihia also has this Mosif Hevel, low Mosif Hevel, and Rashi has Shihia and Atmana for Rashi are essentially the same thing. I think throughout the parak, last parak, we did not learn, like Rashi regarding Shihia, because Tosas always asked and was bothered by that Rashi. Okay. The Mishnah is going to say, what may we insulate and what may we not insulate? Basically, you have a guy who's coming to take his kedera from off the kira on Erev Shabbos, and he wants to insulate on Erev Shabbos before it got dark. And the Chachamim say, you're not allowed to be matmin with something that's, you're not allowed to insulate with something that's mosif hevel, that adds heat, but you're allowed to insulate with something that just keeps the heat. So what are you allowed to insulate with, and what are you not allowed to insulate with on Erev Shabbos? So, ein tomin lo begefes. You can use gefes. This is the leftover from the when they squeezed out the oil, I guess when you put it together, it's sort of, it's combustible, so to speak, and it increases heat. Below is zevel, not with zevel from the animals, right?
Manure.
Right, with manure. Now they use manure. Below is melach, that was salt, some type of salt. Again, this is the old time salt. I don't think it's the cooked salt that we have now. Below is sin, not with lime. Below is chol, and not with sort of sand. All these things are mosif hevel. Bein lachen, bein yivoshim. Whether they are wet, whether they are dry, you may not use. Below b'teven, like teven, I thought it was like straw, right? Below b'teven, below b'zugin. Zugin is the refuse from the grapes after you stomped on them. Below b'mochin, the mochin is something very, I think, is very hard, right? Right. What's mochin? Kol dover rach kari mochin. You go semer gefen utlishit semer rach shabehema. Of the Griras Begadim Beluyim. Beluyas. Whatever this material is, right? Below what?
Cotton,
soft cotton. Soft wool, soft cotton. Okay. Below Ba'asavim. I guess that means with grass. Below Ba'asavim. So when may you not do that? That these things are only Bizman Shein Lachin, when they're moist. I will tell me Bahan Kashem Yuvation. But you may use them when they are dry. That's the difference between the first list and the second list. The first list was mostly about whether they were moist or not moist. The second list is only when they are dry. Okay. They asked in the yeshiva. Gefes, when we mentioned Gefes, right? The Gefes is said is Psola shall base Habad shall Shemen. Right? This Gefes shall Zaysim Tanan. Is that only the Gefes of the olives, right? That only that Gefes, because that gets very warm. About the Shumshimim Shaper Dami. But Shumshimim, I guess, of sesame left over, that is Mutter. All Dilma the Shumshimim Tanan. Also, maybe the Kabbalah is also say, that shumshim, when they say zephas, they mean, sorry, when they said the gephas, they mean the gephas of the shumshim, the kosher canes of zesim. And of course, in Kabbalah Chomer be the zesim. So, kashma, we have a raya, bring a raya, the Amr Rabbi Zera, Mishum Chad Devei Rav Yanei, Rav Zera said the name of one of the Talmidim who learned in the base measure of Rav Yanei, Kupa, they have this box, right? The Taman Ba, it is Kupa, they have this box, right? Right, Rashi says, Kupa Shet Taman Ba, Shet Nosen Ba Mochen, the Taman Ba Kedera. You put the Kedera inside there, right? Aser lanicha al gefes shel zesim. you may not put it on a gefes of zaysin, because even though the mukhim, whatever's inside there, is not most of it, there's something inside there that keeps it warm. But you can't put it on the zefes, on the gefes, because that's going to be mosif hevel. It's now it's going to be totally enclosed in the box, and then you put the box on top of this on top of the psoas, it's going to increase the heat. So you see, shma mina shel zaysim tanan. You see from Mishnah that's talking about dafka that zaysim tanan, because if it was also gefes shum shemim, then why did Rav Yana have to say, why in this case did he have to talk about gefes shel zaysim? I don't know what the problem is. We'll see. Maybe that's a question tomorrow, but maybe just that was the case. Okay, we'll stop here. Nach will pick up with the kasha on this Talmud tomorrow morning. All right, have a good day.